everybody, and welcome. I am DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com, and thank you again for joining us for a film session presented by Microsoft Surface. What a really unique and interesting game we had this past weekend. The Atlanta Falcons came up a little short, but there are a couple plays in this ball game that they should be excited about and looking forward to this season. Let's start on the defensive side of the football, and we're talking about getting some pressure on the quarterback, and this was a huge play in the ball game, and this happened to be by Mr. Desmond Trufant. He's actually going to come off the edge. Trufant is right here in the slot. He's over here on this side of the ball, and you can see him right over here in the slot. He's actually going to blitz from this angle, but the thing I want you to watch is, in the game, Russell Wilson actually thinks the blitz is coming from this side because of Kamal Ishmael. Looks like he's going to blitz. Looks like he's going to come off this edge and blitz, but he's not. What happens here is, up front, they're going to have an ET stunt. ET stunt stands for in and tackle. These guys are going to replace each other. So Beasley's going to come around. He's going to occupy this guard. And you're going to see Shelby come around, and he's going to occupy this tackle, which leaves Trufant to come off this edge for the strip sack. As the play gets started, you're going to see the ET stunt. There's the ET stunt. Beasley has come around. Now he's occupied. Shelby has come around to occupy this tackle. And here comes a free release by Desmond Trufant that I think Russell Wilson does not even see. You see, here's the bail on the backside. I think they confused Russell Wilson on this particular play, and you can see him get the strip sack. What a just a great job, great design. And these are some of the plays that the Falcons are doing this year. They're starting to bring some perimeter pressure. They're starting to bring some secondary pressure that really confuses defenses. And this is a good job of finding ways to get pressure on opposing offenses. What a great job up front. ET stunt by the lineman, which creates space by Desmond Trufant coming off the edge. All right, we just saw Desmond Trufant get his second sack of the season because of some perimeter pressure coming off the edge and disguising it, making it real good. But here's an offensive play that I want you guys to focus in on. The Falcons are doing a good job of being good on first and second down, especially against good defenses. And here's a particular play where the offense was good on second down. It's like second and nine on this particular play. The Falcons are going to show run action here. Matt Ryan's going to fake it, and once he fakes it to the running back, watch what these linebackers do. They fly up. And the person that's going to get the football is Jacob Tamby coming right behind here on a little small slant or small seam route. As the play gets started, there's the action. Look at the action. The action, the run action gets the linebackers coming up right now. They're coming up. Tamby bluffs the end a little bit. And here's a huge hole to throw the football. What an awesome route by Tamby to come up here right in this little avenue to create space. You see the corner is outside. He's playing outside leverage. So you automatically have what you want in the route. Nice job of execution. Nice job of holding the fake in there. And now look at the window to throw the football. So much area to throw the football. The defensive back is outside leverage. Here's Tamby on the outside. He has free release up the middle. And boom. There you have it, a big explosive play early on downs where it was second and down. Now you're moving the chains. These are some of the things the Falcons are doing on first and second down, which helping them get a little bit better as far as execution. Thank you guys for joining me again. I'm DJ Shockley. This has been Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface.